lots of belong to the same church, but we've been mixing around them a good while, you see. So now we can kind of understand each other pretty well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Because you kind of understand their language then.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, where did they come from?
Carolina.
They came from Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they?
Some of them, they say they come from North Carolina, and some of them from South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But as I tell them, that just like I come from Georgia,
yeah,
Florida. I said, Georgia is my home.
Yeah.
I said, mm-hmm. That's where I was born and reared. I said, that's the way it is with the geese.
Yeah.
I said, they was boys in Carolina, and they know that's their home. I said, well, of course they was born and raised up there. I said, that don't make them have to stay there.
They don't have to stay there.
I said, this is a free world, and when you get up a certain age, you pick out your route.
Yeah.
You pick out the place you want to stay.
You want to stay in.
And
uh-huh.
Since it's a free world, you go there.
Yeah.
And make your home there.
Well, so you get used then to their language then, and you all just mix along together.
And get along
friends
good.
Together. And get along all right.
Yes,
well, now in color, they are a little darker than you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Aren't they?
They dark.
They're real dark.
You.
That's what I understood. They're real dark.
All I ever see was real dark.
All you ever saw.
Yes, mm-hmm. Ma'am. Mm-hmm. Somebody said some of them is light, brown skin.
Oh, sure enough.
But I ain't been lucky enough to see them. All I see is black.
Just real black.
Black on me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just real black. Yeah. Well, maybe those that get lighter have been sunburned.
Maybe so.
Maybe sunburned. Well, I hope you'll like that little old apron. It won't last long, but it'll just be cute. It'll really keep off the wall. That's one thing. You don't get it wet when you wear it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll sure thank you for pictures.
Well, I'll tell you what. I won't tell Bessie, but I brought it down here for Bessie. You better not tell Bessie.
Oh, no.
No, that'll be all right because she won't mind. You maybe don't want it. You know, but I heard you say something about apron, and so... I just happened to think about that I had it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that my sister used to make, her daughter used to send me, she's the one that loved aprons so well. And she'd send me one every birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
And I had more pretty aprons. Oh, just pretty ones. So I've just about given all of them away. I have still a few because I don't use them myself.
How come you don't use aprons, Mamma?
Well, I just guess I'm too lazy to always keep up with them. Don't you reckon that's it, Daisy?
I don't think so. I don't think that could be the reason.
Well, you just feel... like you are missing something, don't you?
You just don't care much fun.
No.
And I love them. I can't forget them.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, they are nice.
They're
to keep
nice.
Your clothes clean.
Yes, ma'am.
Saves your dress.
You think they really save your dress?
Yes, they save your dress.
You can wear your dress longer.
That's right. I put the apron on my dress. Well, the apron kept some of that dirt.
Mm-hmm. That's where you get dirty, right
there.
Right, don't
right
you?
There.
Right in front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long can you wear that dress when you have an apron, Miss Daisy?
Oh, a day or two, depending on what I'm doing. About how long I wear it.
Well, if you're just doing housework.
If I'm just in the house, then I wear it 3 or 4 days.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
in the house, but if I go outdoors, and depending on what I'm doing out there,
mm-hmm.
about how long.
Yeah.
Well, that sure beats putting on a fresh dress every day, don't
that's
it?
That's right. He said, let's reach around there and untie that apron, take it off and throw it over there in the basket. But I was going to take off a dress, I'm got to go all over. That apron.
Got to go all over your head.
I just don't understand why everybody used to wear them, you know, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Folks used to wear them at church.
They did? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they all ever wore in this church.
But warm the church. Yeah. I don't believe I ever saw anybody at church with one.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect they did.
Mm-hmm.
Real fancy ones.
Folks, warm.
You don't read white folks.
But colored folks, they have aprons they call Sunday aprons, less like they did
Sunday.
Sunday dresses,
yes.
But you know they used lots of tatting. Then they'd have white aprons and tatting all around there, and around the pockets, and sometimes lace.
Have a Sunday apron, and they wouldn't want to wear that during the week. It'd be conspicuous, wouldn't it?
They look nice.
Yeah.
Yes, but they make them look too dressed up, wouldn't it? Do you mean you wear your Sunday aprons every day?
Every day? I don't have none.
You don't have any now?
No.
Did you used to have them?
You know, I never wore aprons to church. Only I have took aprons to the church. Just like they was going to eat on the ground. Well, I'd wear a hair apron to cover up my dress while I mm-hmm. help to put the food out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I got through feeding them, I'd fold up my apron, put it in the basket, and carry it home.
And that was a good way of doing it.
Yes. No, that's not my good dress.
Well, that's it. Now, when you start, if it's cotton, you can wash it, but if it's wool, you don't wash it so much, do you?
No.
You have to have it cleaned.
You have to have it cleaned.
Well,
but I wash it. I most of it. Now, if I carry it out there, I'll come home, I'm going to rinse it out in the morning. The day Sunday, well, I'm gonna rinse it out tomorrow sometime and hang it up and that make it fresh for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
The Sunday one.
Your Sunday dress?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in the summertime. Because you sweat so much and it's so hot and that salt get in your clothes, it'll ruin them.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. And then you just rinse it out.
Just rinse it out.
Yeah.
Hang it out. This dress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you could do your wool dress the same way, couldn't you?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. I could. I did. I didn't have many wool, but they, send their clothes to the clean. My children.
Yeah.
I clean mine. Yes.
Well, of course, that's what you was talking about—the wool clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I hadn't thought about that. Did you never did that, Mama?
Oh, yes. I've had some kind of wool that don't shrink up much.
That's right.
And just rinse it.
And I just kind of wash it out a little bit. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Just with spots, I just wash it out with some soap or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
the wool dresses. There weren't many cleaners in my day early. Of course, later on, there got to be cleaners, but we had to clean our own clothes.
We had to clean our own. Well, you see, that's what I was growed up in.
Yeah.
Cleaning my own.
Mm-hmm.
So, since they got to have them, I didn't have to tell them no dry cleaning and nothing like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why one reason they had to take care of aprons. I guess that's why they wore aprons so much, to take care of it. Now, that one's got a bib to it. That's the kind I like. Because I drop things all over my dress.
Me too. And you don't like no kind. You wimp.
Well, I don't much. When I got on a nice dress, real pretty one, I sometimes will go and get on an apron and put it on. But I've got a niece that wears one every time she goes to the kitchen. Yes,
nice to have, too.
She keeps them all raised right there in the kitchen, ready to put right on.
You know, I don't remember the women so much, but the men, you know, they used to use those vests that come down to the point like that. And you could see right there where they'd spilled everything for the last month and a half, you know. And they could have put something on that, couldn't they? Yes,
they could put a napkin up there, couldn't they?
That's right.
And they didn't.
They used to, some, so I've seen some men, their wives would have a towel, you know, a linen towel and something. He's just as busy putting that towel around him as should be a baby.
Miss Daisy, those things make your feet feel good, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're light.
Light. They make my feet feel good. Yeah. See, my feet's all over it. It ain't drawn up at all.
That's right.
It's
you
all
just spread
over
out.
But they get wet, though. You can't water them.
That's right.
When it's wet, can't you?
From I ain't been out today much, so they're not wet.
There they are.
Do you wash them? Do you wash them? Put them in the tub and wash them?
Yes, I wash them.
I washed
them here the other week. They were like this thing.
They were black. They were about as black as a geechee.
That's right.
All those geechees. And they just speak a different language, I'll declare.
All the time.
And it's hard to know what they're saying, isn't it?
You have to understand. You have to learn their language.
Yeah, well, I just thought that all just spoke the same language all the time. But I guess they dress like you do all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
They dress
like you. Wear the same clothes. They don't dress no different.
No different. Uh-huh. They don't wear aprons. I wondered if they did wear aprons, but I guess they did.
Yes, ma'am. They wear aprons.
They wear aprons and dress just like you do.
Go see what is that old man doing.
Oh, you've got to go see what he's doing. How's he feeling today?
Well, he's feeling pretty good today. He was eating his breakfast when I was there.
Was he? You get up and cook his breakfast.
I got up and cooked his breakfast and straightened up some around the house.
So now then you got to go see what he's doing.
She done went and dressed up.
She's dressed up. She's going to be dressed ready to take you. And,
well, you think you can manage that, keep that apron on till you get home?
Keep it on till I get home.
Well, I got it tied on. I think you will.
Well,
Miss
Daisy, we enjoyed that visit this morning.
No more than I.
Now, you think your daughter is still going to be down there?
My daughter? Still be down to the house? I don't know.
Maybe
James doesn't come back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to talk to David.
Well,
If he's not too busy, this guy might.
You're all dressed up.
If he's too busy, I'm all right.
Here this morning,
okay. I'll run you down. I've already put your things in the car, Mother. All we need to do is to get your coat.
Get my coat in hand.
Okay. Okay, I'll run the stage down. And,
yes, sir. Good morning, Guy Miles. I didn't know whether you could get through up there, even if you tried, so I thought I'd get through down there. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I tell you what, well, you see, I played about half an hour, worked with it, like I told you. And it shows up the motor. You know, I couldn't get down there the other day, and Saturday, you know, you're not there on Saturday, are you? Yeah. Oh, really? Let me ask you about that little thing, David. Now, your that little lapel mic, how would that work with that? Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, really? But you don't have one. Well, let me tell you, I was just thinking, my use of this, I have to keep the box itself, the tape cord itself, pretty well out of sight. So I'd have a rather limited use of the built-in mic. Now, with the built-in mic, can you also use the other mic? Either one. Well, that's nice. But now, the other system there, you don't have that ready yet? All right. Well, let me tell you, you'll have it. I mean, it wouldn't pay me just to make a trip down there to get the little... Think you'd be up here pretty soon. All right, and now I'm not pushing you, but you don't have any particular idea just when you make it. Oh, it's gonna be another week. Oh, I see. You are tied up down there. Well, in that case, if I had that little Sony 100, I might be using on that. But you don't have, how long would it take you to get the little lapel mic? Well, call me. Right on.